with a look at what it says in the papers. Here's Fiona Kelly.
Analysis of the latest number of coronavirus deaths dominates the front of the Irish Times and Irish Independent this morning. The Times leads with the line that restrictive government measures are having an enormous effect on reducing the number of new cases. The paper quotes NUI Maynooth President Professor Philip Nolan, who is leading a team advising the government on the likely spread of the virus, who is speaking after the death of 8 more COVID-19 patients were announced yesterday evening. Professor Nolan says that although the measures have resulted in a huge fall in the growth rate of the outbreak, it will take 7 to 14 days before the full impact of the measures are known. Professor Nolan is also quoted in the lead story in the Irish Independent, where he says that although the daily growth rate in confirmed cases of coronavirus has dropped, it is still not enough to ensure that hospitals will be able to cope with the number of patients needing critical care. Some of the medics who are likely to be looking after those critically ill patients generate the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail, which reports that final year medical students at Trinity College are being called on to work in intensive care units. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner quotes Chief Medical Officer Tony Houlihan, who said yesterday that the COVID-19 restrictions currently in place are unlikely to be lifted fully on the 12th of April when their official time limit runs out. North-South split will cost lives. That's the lead headline in today's Irish News. Dr. Gabriel Scally is quoted urging political leaders in Northern Ireland to depart from the British government's coronavirus strategy and to harmonise with the Republic, a sentiment echoed in an opinion piece he's written for today's Times. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that one in six workers in Northern Ireland could lose their jobs as a result of the COVID-19 crisis. The main picture back in the front of today's Times is of a US hospital ship entering New York Harbour yesterday, where it is to be used during the coronavirus pandemic. The Mail and Independent run with pictures of Ryan Tuberty on their front pages this morning. "I've COVID-19, but I'm in flying form," is the caption in the Mail. Judge tells couple in €1 million house to downsize. That's a headline on the front of today's Independent, which relates to a High Court case in which Alan and Elizabeth Nuzzam from Cluny, County Meath, were refused insolvency. And that story is also covered inside most of today's other papers. The picture back in the front of the Examiner, meanwhile, is of firefighters battling a gorse fire blaze following an increase in the number of call-outs to wildfires in the south since Thursday. And also in the front of the Examiner, it's reported there that Alone, the charity which provides support for older people, received more than 1,000 calls on Saturday following the introduction of cocooning measures. Elsewhere this morning, "I found resilience and character without leaving my home." That's the headline over Fergus Finlay's column in today's Examiner, where he writes about the experience of being semi-cocooned in his Dublin home with his wife Frieda and daughter Mandy. And the Independent's inviting readers to write in with their thoughts on what they're looking forward to doing after the COVID-19 pandemic. One reader wants to go camping on Achill Island. Another wants to honour the memory of a close friend who died recently and wasn't able to receive a proper funeral. And finally, in his piece in today's Times, Fintan O'Toole strikes a similar chord when he writes about being struck by the sight of a funeral hearse being driven in bleak solitude towards Glasnevin Cemetery on Saturday. He also reflects on how so many of us are trying to seek meaning in this absurd virus. Perhaps, he writes, there is meaning in mourning, even for people we do not know. We can, in our imaginations at least, fall in behind the hearses and form, in the spirit of solidarity, the missing cortege.